Flea beetles and canola crops, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. There are a couple of reasons why this next story caught my eye. First, I'm a big fan of planting canola as a cover crop. Canola's rapidly gaining acreage as a rotation alternative with small grains and other crops. Grown in several regions of the U.S., canola has strong demand as a healthy vegetable oil. Canola's main selling point has been its low level of saturated fats, making it popular as a cooking oil and for use in processed foods. But now the second point of interest. What in the dickens is a flea beetle? They're small jumping insects similar in appearance to fleas, commonly found in home gardens early in the growing season. These small jumping insects can cause big problems for many vegetable plants as well as canola. Many species of flea beetles are found throughout the United States. Okay, now that we have that straight, as the weather warms up, growers are starting to notice more flea beetles showing up in their canola crops. Extension agent Anitha Churamamila talks about how pre-treated seed works to kill the pest.
For the seed treatments to work, the beetle has to take a few bites. When the chemical goes inside, then the beetle dies. But when there are multiple invasions of the flea beetles, the new beetles come in and then they have to take a couple of bites and then they die. So seed treatments are only effective to a point, and that's where you need a second line of defense, which is a foliar spray, which would repel or kill the beetles on contact.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.